man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys rave.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on February 24th. Yes, you can hear me turn my head every time I say that to my weather station, February 24th, 2023. And while we're at it, I'll share with you the delightful temperature, if you'd like to join me, on the porch, minus 2 degrees. I went out and bought two weather stations, one for upstairs and one for downstairs. So I have a thermometer on the left side of the porch and another one on the right side. And, they agree, minus 2 degrees. And it's a live show. Of course, you can tell that. I didn't need to tell you that. And you're welcome to call in on the show at any time during our hour together, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's, that number is 512-248-8252. A lot of twos in there. 512-248-8252. I'm James Kelso, your host. And let's see, let's start with, first the good news. We're here. Yeah, we're all here. Feel yourself, touch yourself. Yes, you're here. World War III has not yet commenced. If it had, you would not be able to feel yourself. And your family would be gone. And so there's the first piece of good news. World War III, which the insane, that what adjective is appropriate to the people running this country and other Western countries? Insane is the word. People running countries like India are much more sane. I like that India today, they had a measure, they had a vote against Russia in the UN, and India abstained. I like that. And India is buying Russian products hand over fist. The whole idea that the globalists thought they had control of the globe. No, they have control of a few neighborhoods in New York City and London and L.A. they think that's the world. They found out these other places, like a nation with 1.4 billion people, India, doesn't give a rat's ass about the world, the globalists, or their agenda, or their BS. And so they didn't count on that when they put their sanctions. They thought they could sanction anybody to death. You know, the cancel culture really comes from them. No, we'll cancel you. You defy us, That's like Chuck Schumer told Donald Trump when he was on TV back in 2000. What was the year that crying Chucky Schumer said one thing Donald Trump needs to remember? When you go against the intelligence agencies, they've got six ways to Sunday to destroy you. I don't know if he used the word destroy or to get you. In other words, finish you off. And there was a smirk. There was this imperious smirk on Chuck Schumer's face as he said that. And of course, he was right about the so-called intelligence agencies, the security state, the deep state. He was right about that. They do have six ways to Sunday to get you. But what he was wrong about is his estimation of Donald John Trump, he's the man who can take these SOBs on and beat them. So we'll talk about a little bit about that tonight. But let's go to, and you know, this will never change. There is not going to be a calm and serene moment in the Trump era. And that's what we're in, is it not? Are we not in the Trump era? What other era is this? What will history, if we get to write our own history, which we may not, but if people like us do write the history of us in our time, what will they call these years from 2015 until, you tell me, whenever? They'll call it the Trump era, for sure. No other choice. So let's go to
a graduate researcher. Learned Japanese.
Sorry about that. That's I told you it was a live show, and let's cancel that, and let's go to Donald Trump. I'm over here at Truth Social, doing my flubbed rendition of production values. Here we go. Start over again. Here we go. Now, let's see if he's got something. Oh, he's got a post up. He's got a post up 1 minute ago. Well, his boy, Don Jr., has a post up. This guy has a lot of fun, Donald Jr. It's somebody did some kind of a Photoshop of Barbie, and it's entitled Democrat Barbie, and glued all over Barbie is a bunch of, she's very hirsute. Male hair is all over her. She's got a beard, looks kind of like Don Jr.'s beard, and she's got a lot of hair on her chest and her arms, and Don Jr. calls this a Democrat Barbie. Just having a good laugh. Let's go to Dad's channel here, and the most recent post he put up 46 minutes ago is a picture of Trump 1, beautiful red, white, and blue Trump 1, taking off from, I'm sure it's West Palm Beach International Airport, one that I've landed at and taken off numerous times, and it says, departing for East Palestine, Ohio, February 22nd. It might have been at another airport. It could have been in New Jersey. There are some hills in the background, and there sure aren't hills in the area of West Palm Beach. I'm seeing hills in the background and trees, maybe too many. But let's go down here to the president puts up a post. And he has a great time. Talk about fun. You know, with his son putting up a picture of a hirsute Barbie. You know, and what he's making fun of course, is the entire LGBTQ, XYZ, LMNOP nonsense. And this is another Photoshop. This time it shows Air Force One, and somebody did some excellent Photoshopping here. Instead of coming down the stairs on his feet, Joe Biden is in a harness, and he's being carried down the plane's stairs by a Chinese balloon. So that he won't stumble and do a face plant. Okay, and that's not John Jr. can, you know, horse around and have a little more fun than Dad, but look at Dad. Dad's not doing too bad himself. All right, here's the post I'm looking for. Coming up. Once again, too many posts to be able to comprehensively cover them. Okay, this is an announcement that the president made to you. It's a little speech he gave to you today. And it's on something, you know, the left does this. The commies do that. They love to do this. They like to come up with new words, new phrases, change the language. We learned that in 1984. George Orwell taught us that with a Newspeak dictionary. They do Newspeak. Newspeak. It's the old words. You got to get rid of the old words, all the old ways, all the traditions, all of your heritage. You got to get rid of that, and including your words. And the idea in getting rid of your words is to immobilize you, to confuse you, to bewilder you. But don't be fooled, folks. It's all BS. And so one of their recent BSs is called ESG. Does anybody in this audience know what? Now, I just looked it up, so I know exactly what it stands for. But do any of you know? You shouldn't, unless you have to do a radio show like me. It's a stupid phrase, but it's taken over. You know, the left, you have to pay attention. Even to their moronic ideas, you have to pay attention because they're dead set on ruining your world. ESG stands for, and I'm just looking this up on Wikipedia, so caveat emptor. Environmental, social, and corporate governance. So it's an acronym for that. Now, how did they get ESG out of those four words, ESCG? What happened there? Environmental, comma, social, and corporate governance. Now, I ask you, what would Shakespeare say about that? What would Mark Twain say about that? That's nonsense talk. That's gobbledygook. Environmental, social, and corporate governance. Okay, I've read it three times. I still don't know what it means. I mean, I know what they're doing with it. But is that a phrase that Shakespeare would have coined? I don't think so, because he was into clarity of thought and language. But wait a minute. That's their goal. That's their purpose, is to throw sand in your eyes, to bewilder you, to confuse you. All right, so let's listen to the president talking about ESG. Here he is today talking to you about ESG.
I'm very proud that as president, I issued a historic rule banning Wall Street and employers from pouring your 401ks, pensions, and retirement accounts into so-called ESG or environmental, social, and governance investments for political reasons, strictly for political reasons. These people are sick. These poorly performing woke financial scams are radical left garbage that would never be funded on their own and certainly never be funded on their own merits. The entire ESG scheme is designed to funnel your retirement money to the maniacs on the radical left. The rule we issued under my leadership was the first ESG ban anywhere in the world. And I'm delighted that Republicans in Congress and across the country have been waking up to this threat and following my lead. Unfortunately, Joe Biden gutted my ESG rule. And now his Department of Labor has declared that fund managers can play politics with our seniors' hard-earned savings, and play it they are. Biden has already crushed your 401ks. If you take a look at the 401ks, when I was there, they were going like a rocket ship straight up, and now they're going like that rocket ship is crashing. But pensions and retirement accounts, with his radicalism and incompetence, they're going down, and they're going down big, and it's nobody's seen anything like it. With his action and with this action, he's trying to use your money to fund fringe left-wing causes at your expense. You're paying the price for all of this, and it's destroying our country beside. When I'm back in the White House, I will sign an executive order, and with Congress's support, a law to keep politics away from America's retirement accounts forever. I will demand that funds invest your money to help you, not them, but to help you, not to help the radical left communists, because that's exactly what we are. I will once again protect our seniors, just like I did before, from the woke left. And the woke left is bad news. They destroy countries. Thank you very much.
Nice. Nice. Very succinct. And let's reflect on this a moment. What's he talking about? It's a big deal. It's a big one. There are a lot of zeros on this baby. So we need to pay attention. And you see, that's what the left notice. They don't mess around with the little stuff. They ask, where are the zeros? Where's the money? And they seek it out like a heat-seeking missile. So where's the money in America? No, we would normally just assume, you know, okay, well, my 401k, my pension, my government plan of this sort and that sort, my savings that are invested as part of my my retirement. And then we would assume that's just a boring matter of investing, safe, conservative investing, getting a modest annual growth in your investment. But that's not what the left sees. The left sees trillions of dollars. How many zeros are on a trillion? What is it? A billion is, a million is six zeros. A billion would be nine. So a trillion would be 12 zeros. Correct me if I'm wrong. 12 zeros. They see that kind of thing. And they go like a heat-seeking missile right to it, and they have. So but Donald Trump smoked them out. His radar picked this move up, and he, in his, this amazing time when did he find the time to do all of these initiatives that he created, new, original? He put out an order that, and I don't have the exact text. Maybe some of you do, but he put out an order that your pension, your retirement, your 401k, this is affiliated with the government. So he is the government. Donald Trump can issue an order on this, that investment managers cannot seize control over your money and invest it in their communist programs. And he said, you can't do this. That was beautiful. That took trillions of dollars out of the hands of the, you know, the George Soros, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi crowd. And Mike, if you want to do a break, just swing on in there. Yeah, let's go for a break, folks. We don't have 12 zeros here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. A few less. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We're back, folks. And we're talking about the 12 zeros on $1 trillion. And that gave me a $1 trillion thought here. And of course, when they get... they get past the trillions, they've got to go. We haven't heard this yet. Apparently we have a $31 trillion national debt now. And that's not up there to the next number, quadrillion. Quadrillion being 1,000 trillions. But they're headed in that direction, aren't they? And when did we hopefully learn our lesson? Well, we didn't learn the lesson. 1921 to 23 in Weimar, Germany. I remember as a boy, I had a world stamp collection, and I also liked to collect paper currencies that, you know, a kid could get in the local stamp and coin shop for the kind of money I had, a dollar here, a dollar there, and or the 10-cent bin where you can comb through it, find a stamp. And one that taught me a lesson No, I pulled these stamps out of the bin there, the 10-cent bin, and here are stamps with numbers on them that go all the way across the stamp. And I didn't speak any German, even though I have some German ancestry. My middle name is German. Wallrott, about as German as you can get. The German ancestors came through the Midwest. And what happened? I'm looking at a German piece of money. Not money, is it? It's a piece of paper. But it says 50 Billionen. 50 Billionen Mark. And the caption says, I don't know, in German is Billionen trillion? I think it is. But it's a $50 trillion mark note. And the German currency got up to this insanity, this level of insanity. I'm looking at, let me find a high postage stamp here. Oh, here's a postage stamp here. Well, these are all money notes here. But the what if this happens here? What is going to happen to us if the communists, the commie rats, Joe Biden and his friends, if they gut our currency? How low can they go? What will happen to your $100 bill? Will we get a situation like that in Weimar Germany, where it took a wheelbarrow of, just translate this into our terms, of $1 bills, took a wheelbarrow of money full of fives and $10 and 20s to buy a loaf of bread? It got that bad. It got so bad, and these aren't made-up things. This really happened. That money was so worthless in Weimar Germany, this is the consequence of World War I, the insanity of these wars, like the insanity of Ukraine right now. We should have learned the lesson that European war, of European nation against nation, is insane. Big time. A very prosperous pre-1914 Europe went into the toilet because of World War I. So coming out of that, Germany, the loser, got shredded by their friends, the fellow Europeans. And the money got so worthless that they just kept, the Weimar government just kept printing the money, that people used the money as kindling or fuel for their fire. It was more valuable to burn the money than to bother filling your knapsack with money to go get an egg or a loaf of bread. So they're taking us in that direction. Will Donald Trump intervene in time to stop them? I'm betting that he will. But the pucker factor is high, and I'm sweating that maybe he won't. All right, let's go back to see what Donald Trump has put up for us.
Then came the day at the bottom of the
mountain. I'll have something for you right after this break.
Men started crying, miners were praying, and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February,
To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
Who's We're back, folks.
Who has been cursed?
And the president put up one I saw here during our break. That is, I'm sure all of you must have seen it. This woman, Emily Kors, K-O-H-R-S, Emily Kors. You know, as with so many things going on in our world now, it's a you can't make this up sort of thing. She's the forewoman of the 23-person special grand jury in Georgia, and they met behind closed doors as a grand jury, special grand jury, from May 22 to January 23. So that is like 8 months, 9 months. That's a long time. I'm assuming they met continuously. They heard 75 witnesses. I'm sure they spent a lot of money. They all had to hear this. I mean, they all had to be present when they heard a witness. 23 of them. That's like a, you need a big room. And this was all to get Donald Trump. And this is to get Donald Trump on his, anything to get Donald Trump. But you saw her on TV. Let's listen to her in case you forgot who she is. Here she is. Now, I don't, you know what? I'm here, I'll just read the start of this article. Fulton County Grand Jury Forewoman Emily Kors admitted in a recent interview that she told her boyfriend about the proceedings from a, her grand jury proceedings. I told my boyfriend at one point during the proceeding. I came home and I told him. Do you know, here's what she said, do you know that if I was in a room with Donald Trump and Joseph Biden and they knew who I was, they would both want to speak to me? Okay, gives you the flavor now, but you got to hear her say it. Listen.
After everything that you've seen, what would your reaction be if the DA decides against bringing any charges after what you've seen?
I will be sad if nothing happens. Like, that's about my only request there is for something to happen. I don't necessarily know what it is. I'm not the legal expert. I'm not the judge. I'm not the lawyers. But I will be frustrated if nothing happens. This was too much information, too much of my time, too much of everyone's time, too much of their time, too much argument in court about getting people to appear before us. There was just too much for this to just be, oh, okay, we're good, bye.
And if it was just a perjury charge or perjury charges, would that be acceptable to you?
That's fine. I will be happy as long as something happens.
You know, Emily, the political environment has become more dangerous. There are so many examples of that, and look no further than the...
Okay.
After everything...
All right. Now, of course, what you're missing out there in listener land is Emily Kors' face, her expression as she giggles. See if you can hear it. See it by hearing it. Here's another interview she did.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump. Of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in, I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment. I can see how trying to get the former president to come talk to us would have been a year in negotiation by itself.
So it sounds like that was ultimately a battle that you all decided not to wage.
Exactly. That's kind of how it ended up, was that. And I'd be fascinated by what he said, but do you think he would have come in and said anything groundbreaking or just the same kind of thing we've heard? So at some point, you don't need to hear 50 people say the same thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? At some point, you kind of start to get the gist.
Sure. There's that giggle. So, and look at the insanity on the left. The people in the men in female clothing in the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, the guy in the Biden administration who steals women's luggage in airports so he can wear their clothes, who was just fingered by a woman who some time ago had her luggage stolen. She saw this guy, like a red dress that was hers on TV. And they had to offload the guy. It was just too much. But all of these people, Mayorkas and the rest of them, they're all too much. They're unbelievable. Janet Yellen, look at her face. Look at her squunched up face. How did she become the head of the Federal Reserve? How did she become the U.S. Treasury Secretary? How does she issue threats to other nations This is a person who's never had a job, who doesn't know anything about finance or the world. And she's, you know, that trillion dollar indebtednesses that she's creating, that you have to pay, and your children and their children. So here it is, this Emily Kors, it's like she's the poster girl for the left. She is, what's going on in her head? It's frightening to have people like this driving cars out on the same streets that you're on with your children, operating electrical machinery, being up in the air in an airplane. How about if one of these people gets recruited as an equal opportunity pilot in the Air Force, carrying nuclear weapons? Anyway, I looked her up. I tried to find a Wikipedia article on Emily Kors. There isn't one. Interesting. Wikipedia is very interesting. They in what they do print and what they don't print. Very, very controlled environment there. What's something that started out as a pretty cool place where anybody could say anything and you could put up your own information and material. Notice the heat-seeking missiles of the left. They saw that Wikipedia had power and had a lot of zeros on it. So what did they do? They infiltrated it. They took it over. They organized. They out-organized us. We weren't organized. We didn't have any organization to take over Wikipedia. Who on the right wanted to take over Wikipedia? Why would you do that? I mean, that's the way we think, unfortunately. But the left knows there's power there. We can take it over, and then we can club them to death with that power. Let's go back to the president again. And he says, Kash Patel, who's one of the greatest proponents of the Trump revolution, a great friend of Donald Trump's, Kash Patel, says of this Emily Kors, that she's referring to her talking with her boyfriend about her grand jury. She's the four woman. She's not just one of 23. That's literally a felony. Will she be prosecuted? Of course, you know the answer. Of course, she won't. But she's so idiotic that this has actually helped us help Donald Trump, because the public is seeing how wacky these people are. Somebody let her out. somebody let her ego run wild on national TV. And you wonder what kind of conversations, you know, what Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi are calling her up and saying, hey, Emily, cool it. Cool it on the interviews. Cool it on the publicity tour. We're sending you an all expenses paid vacation to the Netherlands Antilles, to Aruba, for 2 months. All expenses paid with your own private boat. Here's one the president puts up. This is great. Today, puts this up. He's laughing about Jack Smith, the prosecutor, who was persecutor, appointed to attack Donald Trump. And the president says, FBI employees caught driving drunk, losing weapons, and mishandling secrets, often not fired. And this is the hypocrisy, the limitless hypocrisy. I can't make that link work. Here's another one he puts up today in the Washington Examiner. Trump crushing Nikki Haley, the choice of 18% of Democrats. okay, this is at the Washington Examiner. And the president, this becomes an important article, not because on its own merits, not because it's in the Washington Examiner, but because Donald Trump puts it up. And here he says this. He's linking this to this article, and it says, a week after Nikki Haley jumped into the 2024 Republican presidential primary, she remains behind Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for second and is getting crushed by former President Donald Trump. In one of the first surveys to size up the coming GOP fight, Trump has the support of 52% of Republicans. DeSantis landed second in the Rasmussen reports. My screen jumped. With 24%, and Nikki Haley is at 15%. Now, here's something that's happening, boys and girls, that's neat. When Ron DeSantis came in and said, hey, for all you never-Trumpers out there, I'm your never-Trump. It's me, Ron DeSantis. But see, now the never-Trumpers are going to fight among themselves. So they're going to be kicking and pulling hair on the ground when Nikki Haley is going to be fighting with Mike Pence. He's going to be fighting with Ron DeSantis. They'll be fighting with who else will come in there? Who knows? And they'll all be fighting with each other and screaming, scratching. And Donald Trump will just be, you know, he'll have that solid majority of all of us patriots. So this will become laughable. Very early on, it will be laughable. And what I'm saying is that Ron DeSantis benefited from the fact that he was the only never Trump alternative, and he benefited from that. Now the never Trumpers are going to divide up their little pie, and it's going to get to thinner and thinner slices. Who will be next? Who knows? And they're all, you know, they're all weighing this, like Mike Pence. Clearly Mike Pence is thinking about it, but they're looking at it. They're watching Haley. They're watching DeSantis. DeSantis himself has not yet entered the race formally. So he himself is thinking about, like, wait a minute, wait, what's going to happen to me? If I come in, if I have to go up against Mr. MAGA, can I get into the octagon with Mr. MAGA? Will I come out of the octagon on a stretcher? Will my career be ended in the octagon? That's what Ron DeSantis is thinking. Bless his heart. All right, let's go back here. More of the president. I love it. You know, the president tweeted. He didn't tweet. He truthed about the fact that Ron DeSanctimonious had a rally somewhere in the Northeast, I think it was. Not sure where. He had a rally outside of Florida, and he had something like 160 people, something like that. There was nobody there. His entourage must have been half of those people. So Donald Trump, who can't, if Donald Trump sneezes, he gets 30,000 people. And but Ron DeSantis, kind of emulating Joe Biden, who couldn't get 10 people to one of his quote unquote rallies. Interesting. This is kind of put up or shut up time. What do you got? What do you got, Ron? And here's a okay. Let's read this one about Emily Kors. Her 15 minutes of fame. Let's see here. Where is she? The Atlanta grand jury looks like a kangaroo court run by a DA with a political agenda. And then Greg Jarrett says, batshit crazy, noted some on social media. I don't disagree. He said, well, let's see if he can, we'll get his voice. This is Greg Jarrett.
Drinking water before bed burn.
Greg Jarrett says, we, of course, all of us who link to these things, we have to go through these ads.
Greg Jarrett, Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. Professor Dershowitz,
I don't want to hear from Alan Dershowitz. Why? Well, Fox loves Alan Dershowitz. I don't. Let's go back to the actual article itself. Okay. I just got a message from Mike. He's skipping a break here. And if anybody calls in, we have enough time to squeeze somebody in with a comment. And the let me see if I can't find. Trump is right, writes Greg Jarrett. The Atlanta grand jury looks like a kangaroo court run by a district attorney with a political agenda and a giddy foreperson who behaves like she was just crowned queen of the high school prom. I watched the foreperson Emily Kors' bizarre televised interviews in disbelief and disgust. What the hell? She acted like a vapid and immature teenager who was smiling, gushing, laughing, and joking about a very serious legal proceeding. Batshit crazy, noted some on social media. I don't disagree. At one point, Kors fantasized about how cool and awesome it would be to swear in Donald Trump as a witness because, as foreperson, she got to do that. Anyway, you've seen it on TV, I hope. I know 10-year-olds with more brains and maturity. It was embarrassing. She made a mockery of our justice system. Well, but the good news is she helped the man who will help us. She helped the man who will save our civilization because she made the left look as batshit crazy as they are. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling in. Thanks. Thank you. And what's on your mind?
Yeah, that chick is not supposed to be talking to the reporters and the media. She's a grand jury forewoman.
It's all secret. It's all confidential and
what
secret.
The hell's going on?
Yeah. But it's good for a great laugh. And of course, that I think she just, with those media appearances, I think she just ended that whole proceeding. The Trump attorneys are already in court saying this woman, not just a member, she's the forewoman. She has completely derailed her own special grand jury. So
that's when you get up in court and say, "I object, Your Honor," and proceed to dismiss the case, right?
Yes, they're doing that. Yeah, they're doing that in advance now. They're filing motions, saying the whole thing has been
a farce.
Yeah, it's a farce, but it's also not due process. Like
she could get into trouble for that, in this day and age, it's ridiculous. You know, they're all like children.
Well, one reason a grand jury is secret, or one reason you are not supposed to talk, you're not legally allowed to talk about what happens in a grand jury, is that there's something special about a grand jury, unlike any other juries. In a grand jury, you don't get to argue your case if you're the defendant. If you're the person being investigated by the grand jury, you don't get any chance to present your side of the story or to present evidence. So there is no due process in a grand jury. That's why whatever they conclude, whatever they say, whatever they do in a grand jury, that is forwarded to the district attorney so they can decide whether they want to begin the process of due process where everybody gets notified of everybody else's evidence and everybody has a chance to follow the Constitution in the proceeding of a trial.
Jim Garrison had Clay Shaw up at a grand jury and they recommended prosecution. A lot of people don't know that. See?
Yes. And what comes out of a grand jury is you can publicize this. The grand jury, after considering whatever it considered, which does not include any chance of the defendant to defend him or herself,
right?
They recommend an indictment or prosecution or investigation. That's all they can do. They cannot indict, they cannot convict, they can only make a recommendation to a district attorney or a prosecutor. So this woman Emily Kors went batshit crazy, and I love her.
I want something to be done. I don't know what, but I want something to be done we have this trouble, we have that trouble.
Yeah, I love her. She's kind of cute, and I love her in the same way I love the. What's her name? The girl from Sweden who says, "How dare you? How dare you?" What's her name?
Well, yeah, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, Greta.
Hitler's great granddaughter.
Greta Thunberg. I think that's how the Swedes pronounce it. Greta Thunberg. And Emily Kors and Emily Thunberg, or Greta Thunberg. They're my poster girls. They're my pinup girls from the left.
And I discussed it with my boyfriend too.
No, we need more left wingers like Greta Thunberg and Emily Kors, and that'll give us a fighting chance at waking people up as to how insane and how dangerous the left is. So.
Well, send her up to the Ohio Valley to clean up the vinyl chloride. There's a good job for her.
Right, right. Now coming up this weekend, James, is the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, not this weekend, but May 1st to May 4th. Put it on your schedule, folks, up there with your poster girls from the left. Put up your get on your calendar there and mark May 1st to May 4th.
With my boyfriend.
Yeah,
I'll get back to you next week.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll see you, James, and see everybody else on Monday, leading up to Donald Trump at CPAC. See you then.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.